Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Thank you very much, and good morning to you. Monday morning, May the 20th, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, right? Right. It is Monday. You never hear anybody, and I know Steve likes to coin the term Friday when we make it to the end of the week. You never hear anybody saying Monday. No, that's a phrase that just doesn't exist in our realm. Good morning to you. We are going to have a humid one today. 65 right now. We're on our way to a high today, according to Paul Poteet, of around the 90-degree mark. It's going to be a warm one today. People are talking about mostly winners from over the weekend. Of course, you just heard the story, if you've been with us for a few minutes, about that 130-109 win over the Knicks yesterday. Our Indiana Pacers bringing home the hardware and putting us in 76% shooting in the first half. And, of course, Tyrese Halliburton put in 26 of those. Good morning to Steve's mom, if you're listening. Glad to have you along this morning. Any other of Steve's family that may happen to be listening, thank you for putting up with me. Speaking of Steve, we're going to be hearing from him a couple of times this morning. Steve sent some special audio to Emily and myself from Arua, Uganda, where he is on special assignment. And then, of course, you'll also hear from him in the news this morning as well in our news summary. I said mostly winners. Joey Logano was a winner yesterday of NASCAR, but did you see that other thing people are talking about, that little fisticuffs between Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Busch? Apparently there was some contact between them on the track, which later prompted some contact between them in the infield, as Stenhouse Jr. apparently threw a punch at Kyle Busch after they had a little bit of a discussion about that contact out on the track. So anyhow, congratulations, winner there, Joey Logano, in NASCAR yesterday. Speaking of winners, are you an American Idol fan? Do you watch American Idol? Well, last night, if you didn't see it, if you're a fan and you missed it by small chance, hate to be a spoiler, but Abby Carter walked away with the win, and she sang that song for her. You know how they always have the winner sing a song at the closing credits of the show. She sang that song that came from Barbie that Billie Eilish. Oh, What Was I Made For? That's what it was. What Was I Made For? So Abby did a beautiful job on that through the tears and trying to maintain. Speaking of people who aren't winners, the big talk over the weekend, a lot of people talking about today, that video that emerged of Diddy Combs and his physical assault on Cassie Ventura. Now, that's from 2 or 3 years ago. It took a long time for that to surface. Don't know why, but anyhow, those are a lot of the things you'll hear today, people talking about. The Pacers win, the NASCAR brawl, the win on American Idol with Abby Carter, and, of course, Diddy Combs. What a week we have in store for you. As I mentioned, coming up in just a few moments, we'll hear from Steve Lindell and a message that he sent to us from Arua, Uganda. He'll be describing his trip there. And then in our news summary, you'll also hear more from Steve as he talks about some of the things he's learning about Radio Patches, the reason that he is there on special assignment. He's learning and I think also sharing some of the way that we do things here in American radio, specifically at Woof Boom. So we'll look forward to hearing that in a little bit. Also this morning, around 8:30-ish, we'll be on the phone with 6th District Congressman Greg Pence as he checks in with us for his monthly visit. The rest of the week has a great lineup as well. Tomorrow morning, Jenny Marsh going to stop by and update us on the heart of Indiana United Way. Always a great mission that they're on, helping citizens in central Indiana, and we'll hear from Jenny what they specifically are working on right now. Also tomorrow morning, State Representative Sue Arrington stops in to tell us about the upcoming session of the General Assembly, what they did accomplish and what they hope to accomplish. Then Wednesday, I think it is, Tracy Walters of Turn Away No Longer is going to be with us. Turn Away No Longer is a project that was seeded in Madison County. It has spread to a several county region, including Delaware County now. She has a project to make sure that foster children have just a little bit of padding when it comes to landing somewhere that, through no circumstances of their own, they weren't able to control. So Tracy Walters with us tomorrow morning from the Turn Away No Longer Project. They've got some really interesting initiatives going on. Thursday morning, our guest menu includes, but may not be limited to, 5th District Congressperson Victoria Spartz. Then at 8:30, President of Ball State University Jeffrey Mearns joins us. Who knows what Friday will bring? I'm in with you for the rest of this week. I'll be in with you during part of next week. Steve will take the wheel again next week after his arrival back on U.S. soil. Speaking of Steve Lindell, that audio that he sent us from Arua, a special conversation that he sent to Emily and yours truly, let's listen in and see what Steve had to say about his trek to Arua, Uganda.
Well, as you are hearing this, Brett Busby and Emily and the rest of our listeners, good morning to you from Arua, Uganda. Steve Lindell here for our visit to Radio Patches, the great work they are doing here. Last week I had my first ever encounter in what they call a settlement. These were refugees from three different countries. By the way, speaking four different languages, I'll tell you about that in a story maybe for tomorrow morning or the next day, but some people have asked me, how do you get there? How do you get to Africa and Arua, Uganda? Let's see if I can remember this. A week ago today, Monday, I left from Indianapolis on my way to Chicago. At Chicago, we boarded an airliner, a big plane, huge plane, and we flew all the way to Brussels. Wait a second, was it Brussels? Yes, it was Brussels. I told you it was hard for me to remember, Brett. I hear you laughing. Anyway, so from Brussels, I then went to Entebbe. And then at Entebbe, I stayed overnight with a nice man named Ken. I think I mentioned him on a previous update that I gave to you. He operates, I would call it a bed and breakfast. He picked me up at the airport. He brought me to his location, went to sleep for a few hours, had to get up very early the next morning. This is Wednesday morning by that time. And then Wednesday morning, he brought me back to the airport at Entebbe, and from there I flew to Arua, Uganda. You maybe heard Brett air the information and the sound of that prop airplane. It took the better part of almost 3 days, 2.5 days, to do the entire journey. I'm just trying to explain, not complaining at all, I'm just trying to explain that we're on the other side of the world from little old Muncie, Indiana. The world is a very small place when you think about getting from point A to point B, and then more importantly, the differences between back home in the USA and here, the differences are great, but I'm finding also the similarities are also greater than I expected and anticipated. I'll maybe share some of that in the morning or mornings to come. I will be here all of this week with much more to do and encounter. In addition to last week and the visit to the, you can hear the dogs outside barking. Can you hear that? Maybe you can. The community dialogue recording, Radio Pacha's headquarters here in Arua, Uganda. Can you hear the dog? There's a lot going on here, everybody. And I encourage you to keep listening to Brett substituting for me as the host for Delaware County Today and WMUN. Thank you, Mike Rhodes, for the incredible work helping keep our news product and news content rolling. I'll keep giving you some more for here. When you get a minute, go to the WMUN Facebook page, perhaps. From there, you might also be able to see what they use instead of mowers on the property here at Radio Pacha's. It's a time saver, and it's also eco-friendly. And we are very much enjoying the great people here of Arua, Uganda, and the learning that we are doing here for the sake of our radio presence back there in Muncie, Indiana. Brett, thanks for the time on the show this morning. I'll talk back, check back with you perhaps tomorrow morning on WMUN.
All right, Steve Lindell, we look forward to it. Thank you so kindly. Great to hear from you, my friend, in Arua, Uganda. We'll hear more from Steve in the upcoming news summary here on WMUN in just a few moments. So again, our thanks to Steve, and we look forward to hearing more about his adventure. It's an assignment, but it's an adventure as well. Word of the day from the Steve Lindell gifted calendar from his brother Pat is I knew I was going to mess this up. De rigueur. De rigueur. All right. Any guesses? All right. De rigueur is prescribed or required by fashion, etiquette, or custom, or proper. So it's something that's expected. It's the norm, if you will. De rigueur. De rigueur. 8:16 on Delaware County Today. Coming up, we'll hear more from Steve and your complete news summary in the moments ahead. Also, Greg Pence, 6th District Congressman, will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. He'll be checking in for his monthly visit, and we'll find out exactly what's on his mind as he heads in the home stretch of his term. That and more all coming up on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, the talk of Muncie. Alexa, play WMUN.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% on your choice of any six or more interior six-panel pre-hung slab or bifold doors. And there's more. Save 10% when you buy one pallet or more of select concrete mix. Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America NA.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today, substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
8:20 on a Monday morning, the 20th day of May. We're not that far away from the Brickyard and going around and around for 500 miles, just a few days away. 6 days away, I think, as a matter of fact. Next Sunday. Hard to believe that's upon us already. We're headed for a high today of 90 degrees and for a long, hot, humid day today. Let's take a look at what's happening in the news summary for WMUN today. We lead off with Steve Lindell, who is continuing his trek in Arua, Uganda, and checks in with more facts from Arua.
Brett, power is a luxury that we take for granted. Here in Arua, outages are very frequent, and due to a frail power grid, fluctuations in voltage means for many, including Radio Pachas, that expensive radio equipment, computers, and more is vulnerable to power surges, too. Their solution, building a solar field. Some panels that actually move to follow the sun as it moves across the sky. It powers their campus almost entirely, and they even have excess most days, and they gift it to the local power company, but that company charges for it. A government license for Radio Pachas has not yet been allowed, so they can't charge anything as a revenue source. Our learning trip here continues. Watch for photos, videos, and vlogs when the internet allows. Also a rare commodity here. Steve Lindell, WMUN Radio News.
Thank you, Steve. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita says that Indiana just got a big win in the battle against the opioid crisis. John Herrick explains.
Rokita says cities, towns, and counties across Indiana are getting more than $8.8 million in opioid settlement money.
We can't bring back lost lives, but we can hold these companies accountable and enable communities across the state to use settlement funds on prevention, treatment, and enforcement programs.
He says this round of distributions includes a one-time payment representing communities' share of a settlement with Publicis Health, who helped Purdue Pharma and other opioid manufacturers both market and sell opioids. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
The legal team for Delphi murder suspect Richard Allen wants the May evidence and statement suppression hearings postponed. In a motion of continuance filed Friday, attorneys Andrew Baldwin and Brad Rossi claim they're still not finished deposing Dr. Monica Walla, a psychologist who apparently spoke with Allen during his stay at Westville. The defense says that Dr. Walla has not answered any questions during her deposition and that any statements that she provides could prove vital in the hearings. If you're anxiously awaiting the greatest spectacle in racing, consider heading to the Indianapolis Zoo to see a slightly slower race. Zoopolis 500 will kick off Wednesday at 10 a.m. in the zoo's Bicentennial Pavilion, and there you can experience the greatest spectacle in tortoise racing. Indiana State Representative Sue Arrington says Senate-enrolled Act 2, which will begin to take effect this summer, will assist low-income households in accessing safe and affordable child care. The law provides that full-time child care workers and trainees will automatically qualify for financial assistance to cover child care costs for their children. Alternatively, child care employees can enroll their 4-year-old into a pre-K program. The law will assist Hoosiers in rural communities by executing a pilot program supervised by FSSA. It requires the establishment of at least 3 micro facilities in areas facing a child care shortage. Representative Arrington is scheduled as a guest on tomorrow morning's Delaware County Today on WMUN. One person was killed in a crash involving a semi on I-69 in Pendleton area Sunday morning early. It was around 5:30 a.m. when crews responded to a deadly crash near exit 214. A release from the Madison County Sheriff said that a 2020 Volvo operated by 26-year-old Piyush Bali of Canada was traveling southbound on 69 at the 214 when it rear-ended another semi traveling southbound. The Volvo then rolled over, disconnecting from the trailer where it laid on its side. Bali was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the Volvo truck was injured with non-life-threatening injuries. She paid two homeless squatters to watch her kids.
And now the cops are looking for her because those two squatters let her children roam the streets. I'm Ryan Hedrick. The mother, Shaniqua Gilchrist, is wanted on neglect charges. Chandra Lee and Anthony Boyden told the cops that Gilchrist paid them $200 to watch her children, but police found the kids alone in the rain. They were only 2 and 4 years old. The children's father was not involved in this case. He's in jail on felony charges on an unrelated matter. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
The Indiana Supreme Court has suspended Madison County Division 5 Judge Scott Norick for 45 days. The Supreme Court ruling was issued Friday, and the suspension begins June 3rd. The Indiana Commission on Judicial Qualifications filed disciplinary charges against Norick in February. The complaint states that from January 1 of 2021 through March 31st of 2023, 40 criminal cases in his court were missing entries and orders, among other findings. That report appeared in the Herald Bulletin. This summer, Ivy Tech Muncie, Henry County, will be offering an 8-week in-person blended human services course leading to becoming a certified community health worker. This certification is credentialed by the Indiana Community Health Workers Association. Anyone can sign up for the course, including new and current students. Classes begin June 3rd of this year. A new state law says that teachers in grades K through 5 will be required to complete 80 hours of literacy training by July 1st of 2027 in order to renew their licenses. The new mandate has upset teachers and school officials throughout the state, including some locally. Amy Baer, an Alexandria school board member, said in a statement to the Herald Bulletin that the new requirements would add to a teacher's already increasing workload. The state, she says, is not listening to teachers and school officials. Some of the fastest speeds recorded crossed the yard of bricks yesterday. Brendan King on qualification results.
For the first time since 1988 and only the second time ever, one team owns the entire starting first row for the Indianapolis 500. And it belongs to Team Penske. A clean sweep of the top three. Scott McLaughlin is your fastest pole sitter ever with a qualification speed of 234.220. It's a starting fast six of McLaughlin, Power, and Newgarden, followed by Alexander Rossi, Kyle Larson, and Santino Ferrucci. Brendan King, Network Indiana.
And the Indiana Pacers wrapped up their series against the New York Knicks yesterday afternoon with a 130-109 win in the second round of the NBA playoffs. The Pacers led by 15 at halftime. The Knicks never able to recover after that. The Pacers advance now to the Eastern Conference Finals. Games 1 and 2 take place in Boston on Tuesday and Thursday before the series shifts to Indianapolis on Memorial Day weekend. And at 8:28, that's what's happening in your news. And there's plenty more coming here on Delaware County Today. In just a few moments, we'll be connecting with 6th District Congressman Greg Pence and a conversation with him. And who knows what else may pop up on the screen here in the coming moments of Delaware County Today. A little bit later on in the week, Jenny Marsh, Heart of United Way, Representative Sue Arrington tomorrow as well, and more. You're listening to The Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PRIDE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 42424. That's PRIDE to 42424.
Hi, I'm Mark Cuban, entrepreneur, businessman, and TV fan. People always come to me for investment advice. So here's a quick tip for you. Stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. What's Philo? It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. You can stream top channels like AMC, A&E, Discovery, live and on demand. Philo's also got a library with thousands of hours of movies and shows just waiting for you. Plus, an unlimited DVR that lets you save all your favorites and rewatch them for up to 1 year. All of this for just $25 a month. You don't need me to tell you that this is a deal you need to make. Philo, now and forever.
Head on over to philo.tv. That's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today. Substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Thank you very kindly. Good morning. It is 8:32. Brett Busby in for Steve Lindell, who's on assignment in Uganda now. And I've always wanted to say that as a reporter, but now I can say it and mean it for real. So nonetheless, I think he's here on U.S. soil. We have online with us 6th District Congressman Greg Pence. Good morning, Mr. Congressman.
Good morning, Brett. Uganda.
Uganda, believe it or not. You didn't know this was coming up either, did you?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I couldn't imagine Steve not sharing that with you.
Well, not only that, but there was a visa problem, Brett, and you know, so your listeners know, one of the things the congressional office can do is help with visa problems, and so we got involved a couple weeks ago, and I'm happy to say we got him over to Uganda. Do we want him to come back? That's the question.
That is the question. I think there's somebody named Nancy around here who would like for him to come back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But
all right.
I don't know. You might put a resolution forth while you're at work and see how the vote goes.
Ban his reentry. Okay.
Congressman Pence, this is you're in your final year of serving in this capacity, but you're not taking your foot off the accelerator.
No, I'm not. And thanks for saying that. That's important to me, to finish strong, kind of finish like you went in. The funny thing is, I like to tell people, most people when they change jobs, they give 2 to maybe 3 or 4 weeks notice. I had to give a 1 year notice. But I still want to do the job, so we're hitting it hard.
Well, and indeed you are. On the agenda, I've been studying some of the things that you've been doing here, and one of the things that you've been tending to right now is wanting to overturn the minimum staffing rule. Could you explain to us a little bit what that looks like and what your intent is?
Yeah, it's almost a little redundant to your listeners. They've heard me say this before, Brett, that I've been working real hard on this nursing shortage. I've introduced bills, and also right now we're introducing a congressional comment about the Biden administration's requiring nursing homes to have a lot more nurses in them, and while that sounds great, and more is always better. The problem is there aren't any nurses out there to hire. There is a shortage in doctor's offices, hospitals, administrators, doctors, nurses, everywhere. And the mandate that you have to have more nurses in a nursing home means there will be more empty beds, or in some cases, closing some nursing homes. So that's coming up this week, and probably in 2 weeks will come to the floor.
And what do you see as possibly a solution to helping put at least a Band-Aid on that?
Yeah, I'm on a community college board, and we have a nursing program. I said, paying a little more attention to training more nurses. That's a shortage in the education system. In a lot of cases, the pay for nursing instructors isn't adequate to attract instructors, because a nurse can make more money and manage their time better practicing their trade. And we need to take a look at that formula. I know of programs that have twice as many applicants as they can actually train. That seems like a no-brainer. That seems like a pretty good business model. And so incentivizing and motivating academia to train more nurses would be a good idea.
All right. Well, thank you for that, and we look forward to hearing the progress on that, Mr. Congressman. You had a conversation recently with EPA Administrator Reagan, apparently, about the, and I'm terrible at acronyms, it looks like ERIN program, and I've been trying to research this, and I can't come up with it.
Well, you can't, Brett. It's way deep in the weeds. It goes to my energy background. I talked to Reagan about two things. One is I don't want him to close. They're trying to force closing coal plants. And I talked again, as I have many times, and I have with him before, about both the Madison, but more importantly, the Richmond, Indiana coal plant, that when it got below zero here in Indiana, they fired that up, and we had the heat. We were able to heat our homes when the demand went through the roof for electricity for heating. The ERINs are, the EPA is, I'll keep this real simple, they are discussing requiring manufacturing and ag to use clean energy, or they will have to buy credits. And I'm keeping this very, very simple. And while I talked to him last summer about this, I brought it up again. And if you go to pence.house.gov, you can see my conversation. I didn't get in a fight with him, because I want him to carefully consider the impact that requiring companies or farmers or small businesses to have to buy credits if they're not able to buy clean electricity or clean energy, and what an impact that would have. And it's kind of a Wall Street play. It would be something that Wall Street could trade and make money on, and he understood it. And so, again, I brought that back to the forefront. This is something they really are considering and really have been considering. It's what we used to call years ago, discussions were about a carbon tax, and we want to avoid that, especially manufacturing and ag here in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, I remember hearing that terminology. Appreciate that explanation as well. And once again, we jump back to healthcare. You have been involved in a subcommittee speaking in favor of ensuring senior access to quality care. And of course, right now, the headlines take on senior care and child care are both very important. But right now, this topic, you're involved with ensuring senior access to quality care, and it's passing through the subcommittee.
It is. And maybe let me explain. So we marked up 23 bills last week that has to do with quality care, both for drugs, delivering drugs, the distribution chain, nursing homes, different types of treatment, expediting Medicaid, Medicare payments. A markup, Brett, for the listeners, is when a committee negotiates, discuss, debates a bill in the committee, not on the floor, and then markup means we vote on it. And in this health subcommittee, we addressed elder care and all the facets around that, and we voted on 23 bills, of which 21 were 100% bipartisan. Everybody voted yes. On two of them, they both passed, but it was split between Democrats and Republicans. There were some differences that the Democrats didn't agree with. But that's the kind of stuff that we do in Congress you don't hear about, and get some things done. Then the bill goes from a subcommittee to a committee where it will be voted on again for all the members of the Energy and Commerce Committee. And then if it passes out of the committee, then you see debates on the House floor, and it goes to the floor if the Speaker allows it to go to the floor. So, and that's a lot of work. It takes a lot of time to get bills in regular order, as I just described, to the House floor.
When you have that kind of cooperation that you just spoke of with the bipartisan 100% vote going through, is that an indicator of how it may look on the floor as well?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Brett. If we try to get a bill in a subcommittee that is bipartisan, so when it goes to the floor, it'll signal to the other, call it 400 members, that, hey, there's no problems with this bill. That's one of the little things that help a bill pass. Now, of course, it always doesn't shake out that way, but in energy and commerce, we are more bipartisan, and there's a couple of committees that don't do a lot of fighting like you see on TV. TV is good theater, right? But in Ways and Means and Energy and Commerce, where most of the bills have to go through, most of the bills are bipartisan so that we get something done in Congress.
8:42, if you're listening live on WMUN, Delaware County Today, we're speaking with 6th District Congressman Greg Pence. Mr. Congressman, this past week, of course, an observation nationally, and Indiana was no different, recognizing police officers who have given sacrifice in service to Hoosiers as well as citizens of the other states in our nation. And it was National Police Week, and I know that in D.C. there is a special commemorative stone that a lot of people visit to see the names that they wish they didn't have to see. But you also took part in recognizing those officers this week.
I did. I stood with, participated in a press conference. There were about 15 of us. About 8 of them were Congress people had been in law enforcement officers, and they spoke. I just wanted to show support, planted a flag. And we put out some stuff. I've always been 100% law supportive of law enforcement. became even more so in you know, when people put them down. But I think that's coming back, Brett. I think people have become more and more appreciative of the sacrifice that they make. And certainly, we'll call it the Gold Star families and the sacrifice they had to make. But I'll always be and always have been supportive of law enforcement.
Well, and that's much appreciated, I know, by those families who are surviving, those that did give. And of course, Indiana's no different. In the past couple of years, we've seen officers leave us because of casualties in the line of duty. So thank you for your support on behalf of the Thin Blue Line. Next up, you met with Bosma Enterprises and expressed some appreciation for blind and visually impaired. Let's hear about that, if you will.
Yeah, Bosma Enterprises, you know, in Indianapolis there for a long time, 100 years, 75 years, I kind of forget, have hired visually impaired and blind people and give them jobs. It's a phenomenal program. I've been there. I'm going to go back there either next week or in the next couple of weeks and just keep pushing and promoting that organization. For the what they do for blind and visually impaired people, and it's just amazing. They teach them how to live independently. Not only do they give them jobs, but they help them be self-sufficient. And you know what that does for their soul, for their mental health is wonderful. You know, I get to meet just saints all the time, Brett. People that are out there doing good for other people just because they want to do good. And Bosma Enterprises is an example.
Well, we sure could use more initiatives like that. Great to hear that. Appreciate your bringing that up to us this morning. Now, looking ahead, you're going to be participating in a hearing in a subcommittee on green building policies.
Yeah, Brett, so I go back to D.C. tomorrow and then just for a few days this week. But there's a move by the administration to actually require homeowners and property owners to make their facilities more energy efficient, green. You know, you've heard of get rid of Freon for air conditioners. You've heard about no gas water heaters, no gas stoves. Now, these are things that aren't happening, but what we're going to do in this hearing is discuss the practicality and affordability of forcing people to make these changes before they need to make the changes. I mean, if you want to upgrade your windows because they're old, like mine, my house is 60 years old. I don't have double pane in all. But I'm warm or cool, so we're going to hold a hearing and see what comes out of a hearing. I don't know. I don't have any preconceived notions going into a hearing. The purpose of a hearing is to find out what's going on from the experts, and that's what we're going to do this week.
Well, and that's interesting because at the Busby House this past year or so, we had an air conditioner that wasn't keeping up, and the HVAC people came out and said, oh, you're low on Freon. I said, oh, great, can you put more in? The answer was no, we can't get it anymore. So that's an interesting angle. I'll look forward to hearing more on that. I'm sure that you'll be updating Steve Lindell when you're on with him the next few times.
Will do.
All right, so as we head towards the holiday weekend, any special plans attending the 500 or having a cookout?
You bet. You bet. I go and I sit with my grandkids and my kids, and hopefully we don't bake. That's all I have to say. I always get excited to go.
That's a good place to get it done. If you want to get look like a lobster, you can do it there. But great to hear. I'm glad to hear that you have the opportunity to spend some time with family during that indeed. Congressman, thank you for all that you do on behalf of constituents in Indiana.
All right. Thank you, Brett. And if anybody needs any help, they could always contact us at pence.house.gov.
Pence.house.gov. Thank you so kindly and have a great week.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Sixth District Congressman on Delaware County Today. We'll be back with the home stretch of today's show in just a moment. If you just tuned in, You're not hearing Steve Lindell. You probably know by now if you're a regular listener of the show. He is in Uganda, and we're going to hear more from him in the coming days here on Delaware County Today. Speaking of Delaware County Today, there's one place you hear it, and that is right here on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN.
Sometimes it feels like it's next to impossible being a teenager these days.
There's so much uncertainty, pressure, and comparison.
That's why I'm so thankful to be a student athlete. I'm Lena Jones from Plymouth High School.
And I'm Whitman Horton from Crawfordsville High School. High school sports surround student athletes with people who can build us up when we struggle.
Our coaches mentor us in the game and in life.
Our teammates become our best friends as we work together.
We have support from everyone around us. Managers, parents, fans, our entire communities.
It really does take a village because they all contribute. They all make sacrifices. They all want to see us succeed.
Having people who have our back and believe in us lifts us up unlike anything else.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Be a champion of high school sports and the encouraging environment it provides by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. This is supporting student athletes. This is believing in high schools. This is your IHSAA.
Open the door to big savings with a brand new look with Larson Doors, now at Menards. Whether you're looking for traditional, modern, or a screen door, Larson storm doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. They come in over 40 styles of storm doors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in-store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, son, watch this. We would like the freshest pepperoni grinder and the biggest pizza you got.
The mammoth?
That's the one?
Dad, we can't eat all of that. I'm gonna save room for ice cream from the sweet shop.
Ah, the sweet shop.
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders. Just be yourself or bring the fun accents. That's okay, too. Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Styles you like, prices you love, Walls Furniture.
At Walls Furniture, we aren't here to sell you anything. We're here to help you find what you're looking for. There's a difference. It's another difference that's made Walls Furniture Muncie's finest place to shop. At Walls, 90% of our furniture is in stock. We rotate new items on our showroom daily, so Walls always has the newest looks and trends.
Come to Walls Furniture on Nebo Road. Come to Walls Furniture between Meyer and Menards.
Spring has sprung. Is your golf game ready for the season? Yes or no, Crestview Golf Club is ready for you. Here's a checklist. Golf balls, hats, polos, tees.
Need an upgrade on any of those?
Crestview Golf Club has merchandise arriving daily. Call or book your tee time online at crestviewgolf.net. And after the round, stop into Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill. Pizza, sandwiches, a full bar, and more. Crestview Golf Club and Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill.
Looking forward to seeing you this spring.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. In for Steve, it's WMUN's Brett Busby on Delaware County Today.
In the home stretch, it is 8:52, and of course, Whoop Boom Radio prides itself on being a news source of accurate information, and we try and get everything we can, but every now and then there's a story around here that we don't pick up, and I was reading in the Star Press this is one of those stories. It's not necessarily what we would probably term as headline news, but a Newcastle hairstylist offered free haircuts to a Henry County police officer. What's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing, unless you're under arrest. Right. If you're under arrest and you're offering something to an officer, that can be construed as bribery. Angela Dawn Showalter, according to the Star Press, 49 years old, was driving while intoxicated and being arrested for it, and allegedly told the deputy if he did not take her into custody, she would provide him with free haircuts for life. That was documented in court documentation. Well, as a result, She is charged in Henry Circuit 2, both with bribery, a level 5 felony, which could carry up to 6 years in prison, and driving while intoxicated, another level 6 felony. Friends, that's going to put a wrap on today's edition of Delaware County Today. I hope that you'll join us tomorrow when we'll have Jenny Marsh from Heart of Indiana United Way at the microphone, followed by State Representative Sue Arrington. Victoria Sparks is on the schedule for later this week, as is BSU President Mearns and Tracy Walters of Turn Away No Longer. Replays of this show are available at WMUNMuncie.com. In the meantime, I hope that you have a great day. Stay cool and, above all, be kind to each other. For Steve Lindell and producer Emily Guffey, I'm Brett Busby.